you give a five. Ten.
Like, damn.
Just don't touch your face after you grab it. Yeah.
They was in the bum bump.
The bum bump?
They were still in the box, cuz.
Until they from a crime scene.
For real. Close his house. You got these shoes?
Yeah, man? Excuse me, sir.
She will. Are we cooking? Are we cooking? Are we cooking? Good stuff. Good stuff. Looks good.
Where's my phone at?
Can you turn everybody down?
Huh?
Can you turn everybody in my ear down?
Everybody down.
Are we too loud for you? I'm sorry.
Thank you.
My, my, my. All right, we good.
Gentlemen, Drizzy. Let me prove.
Let's see. All right, let me get a check from what you will.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, mic check. Eat until she cry. Call that wine and dine.
Okay. All right, got Will. Let me get Ty.
Look in the face of death and
check, 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 check,
off.
Check.
All right, cool. Got Jason.
Check, check.
Do it again.
Check, check.
All right, there it is. Good, and Allie.
Hop up on that.
Check,
off holes,
check, check.
All right, cool. All right. Y'all got control of the clock and everything. And, we good. We're cooking. She won't. She will. Yeah.
She what will. Song you want to start with?
Surprise me.
All right.
Get the butter going. She will.
I'll just start with My Way.
Oh.
Yeah, man, we got some new music.
Peekaboo.
Peekaboo.
Girl, I can't lie. I knew this night would go my way. You caught my eye.
Who's that?
You got that vibe, make a man go crazy. You know your hips don't lie, right? It's your world, but hear me out. I say three words, don't let me down. Come my way, shawty is dancing, rocking.
Shawty is dancing and rocking. She don't even care who watches. Shawty number one in the top 10. Rocking them hips, that music gotta lock them. Baby, just boogie on my way, drink in your hand. Let me get to the Dante. Hips don't lie in your face, too fine. And don't get me started about the look in your eyes like, I'm talking mesmerizing. Girl, your body electrifying. I got chills, put your arms around me. Come my way, let me touch your body.
Ooh.
Let me take you home, take your time, just let me know. Rock them hips, girl, lose control. Need a couple more shots of who.
Girl, I can't lie. Jesus. I knew this night would go my way, you've caught my eye. You got that vibe, make a man go crazy. Girl, you know your hips don't lie, lie, lie. It's your world, but hear me out. I say three words, don't let me down. Girl, come my way, ooh, shawty, just come my way, my way. My way, my way. You look at me, don't try hard, but girl, I know the game. My way, my way. My way, my way.
Mally,
baby, bring it.
Mally?
If you guys have not heard that song, make sure you go on all music streaming platforms and stream the song My Way by CH3D, the Eza 3. That's Ched, like Cheddar, featuring Jason Jordan and Mally K. Make sure you go stream that song.
So you're going to play the song up to your part and stop at your
gotta,
part.
You got
to
play your part, man.
Welcome to another episode of Talk to Me Nice. it's your boy, Mally K. You can follow me on all social media platforms at MAL. There's three eyes underscore K A Y.
We'll get that energy up by the end of the episode. Go ahead, Will.
All right. It's your boy, Will with the visuals. It is I am Will underscore visuals. One more time. I am Will underscore visuals.
And it's your boy, Jason Jordan. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Jason Jordan Music. Check me out.
And right. We have two guests joining us. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves one time for the one time.
All right, so it's your boy DJ Static. That's DJ Static, but with a 5 DJ. 5 TATIC. You can follow me on all social media platforms. You know what I'm saying? I just released a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So check me out.
What you release? What you release?
Some songs, some reels. You know what I'm saying? YouTube content. Videos. Content. Yeah, we on everything. Except for I got to get my TikTok up, though.
Okay.
We're going to work on that.
Other guest.
It's your boy DJ J Rico. You can follow me on the gram at JAYRICO 3.__. I didn't drop anything, so follow me on Instagram.
All right. Well, this episode, we're going to get started right into the games, man.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, in the month of February, we got to support our Black History Month. So, we are going to start with the first game, which is blind ranking. But the blind ranking is going to be top five most influential Black people.
Oh, hang on. Ooh. Before you do that game, if you're feeling the vibe, make sure you like and subscribe on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Make sure you check us out on TikTok and Instagram. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hit that follow button. Hit that notify button.
Please.
Button. Tap in with us.
Please hit the button.
Or else.
Or else.
Or else is great.
But before we start, I just also want to ask Jason. Jason.
What's up?
How often are we dropping?
Oh, every single week.
Every single week. Week. Apparently, it's every single week.
Every single week.
We're gonna make it happen.
It's happening.
We're gonna make it happen.
It's happening.
Let's do it.
Y'all see it. It's happening. Every single week. Every single week. All right. So, the first game, like I said, blind ranking is going to be on top five most influential Black people. Mm-hmm. First person, Martin Luther King.
Oof.
Where are you putting them at? Y'all care about them?
Most influential.
Two.
Not two? Two, yeah. That's safe. That's safe.
So, I feel like three is safe.
Nah,
three is safe.
Yeah, but that's too low for MLK, nah, man. Yeah.
But you don't know who's next.
Nah,
true, but true, I'm true. Saying though, MLK though.
Yeah, well, Frick, we gonna go with two though.
Yes.
Two. We gonna give him the top.
Yes.
Go for it.
All right.
Two.
He
said, I think two.
All right, so we putting him at two.
Yeah.
Next one is Malcolm X.
Three.
Yo,
that's crazy.
Like,
Ty's quick with it.
So you put him at three. Oh, right.
Put about okay, four. Four. Four is fine. Four is fine.
Four. So four?
Yeah.
So he's a weak. That was the gap between MLK and Malcolm X.
You never know. Four.
You know what?
So we got four. Malcolm X. Martin Luther King is two.
Okay.
Next
Malcolm
one.
Malcolm X is four. Okay. Who's the next person?
Next one is Rosa Parks.
Wow. Three.
Three.
Say what you're right about.
Five.
Five. Okay. Five.
Rosa Parks had a car.
Oh. Rosa Parks had a car?
Why are you saying that quick?
She didn't boycott. She was in her car.
You tell me she had no reason to be on that bus.
She had no, absolutely no reason to be on the bus. She was just out there causing problems.
So are we
okay?
Are we all okay? Are we all putting her at five?
I guess we gotta go five.
So. Rosa Parks at five.
Oh my gosh!
Rosa Parks at five. All right, cool.
Yeah, we're getting cooked.
See, we getting cooked completely. Next one, Harriet Tubman.
Oh, she
gotta
be
top.
Yeah, she might be one.
Yeah.
Wait, who's
she was
next?
Hustling. Harriet Tubman.
She was hustling.
Yeah, that's one.
She was
might
hustling.
Be one. She might be
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest, bro. This is probably gonna get banned. But like, if Harriet came to me like, we got it. I'm not going, bro.
Harry was running.
Imagine, imagine you just like you sleeping all snuggled in, and Harriet busts in. We gotta go now.
We gotta go right now.
I promise you, I'm not going.
While the moonlight's out, come on, let's go.
You think I'm gonna be honest, I'm not going, bro.
So I'm gonna put her at one. She's one.
She gotta be one, bro.
She gotta be one.
Yeah.
Okay. She gotta be one.
Okay. Malcolm X.
All right. So we got number one, Harriet Tubman.
Yes.
Number two, Martin Luther King.
Yes.
Number four, Malcolm X. Number five, Rosa Parks.
Okay.
Last person that is getting the number three spot is John Lewis.
Oh, okay.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that.
So I'm solid with that.
Yeah, okay. That's cool.
I don't know about Malcolm X, but I ain't.
Getting ready for them comments, man.
Yeah. For sure.
That's a crazy scene.
Nah, that next. Rosa Parks is crazy, bro.
Crazy start. The next. Ended up with that game. Right. I hope I don't get canceled. I gotta sign off on that list.
Yo, like,
oh, my gosh.
Next one is top five worst cities to be in America, crime rate wise.
Okay, safety.
Safety
okay.
wise.
Okay.
First place.
Black man.
First place, Detroit.
One.
Yeah, that's bad.
Detroit is
like, one. Like, why, bad, one is being the worst and five
one's
being
the worst.
The least of the,
wait,
yeah.
You're just saying what they are?
No, it's, I'm just asking you blind ranking.
I want to go Detroit two.
There, no, three.
Two?
It's three.
What's worse than Detroit?
No, there. It's. I promise
no
you, it's three.
No comment.
So he said three. No comment.
I'm going three. Three,
yo, nah, three is same. Crazy. He three is crazy.
Three, no, is, three is too low.
Yeah, no, three is too low. No, I'm only going two because I don't know what he's about to say.
Like, I promise you, it's going to be three.
I got robbed in Detroit. I'm putting it at two.
You got robbed? What'd you have?
Story
yes, please.
Just some shoes.
Oh.
Well, I got robbed.
That's crazy
because
I just said
in Detroit?
That
yes.
I bought some new shoes and
so it sounded like a two is needed for Detroit. Like,
were they Adidas?
Sound like the shoes that you bought were the ones that got stolen.
Right,
from
right.
Me.
I'm dead.
He's just wearing it one day.
Yeah. Yo, those look familiar.
Size 10. Oh my gosh. Okay,
so Detroit
two?
Is a two.
We sound two.
I got some settling.
Next one is Chicago. See,
that's what I mean. Like.
That's why I said two, because now put Chicago.
Chicago's
one.
Chicago is not one.
Chicago is not one.
You don't think Chicago's one?
Hey, I don't think it's one.
I think three.
I think Chicago's four.
Four?
Four.
Mm-hmm. We were literally in Chicago.
Yeah, I didn't feel that threatened.
Yeah. I mean, but it also depends on where you at in Chicago.
Yeah, well,
yes,
I'm not going to be.
It's overall.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to be in fucking O'Block, so.
Mm. Well, O'Block got bought. It's no longer O'Block.
Wait, what?
O'Block got bought. It's no longer O'Block.
What is it?
Really?
H-Block?
I know that.
No, it's N block.
What is it?
No, I think it turned to something else, but it's no longer O block. But I mean, I guess I go three. I go.
So
three.
Is it three or four?
Three,
four.
What about three?
I think
what about three?
Three?
That's it. That's it.
Okay,
three is fine.
Three.
It's not safe, but
okay. Next one, St. Louis, Missouri.
They're like top. Five. They're like
five.
I don't know much about
four.
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 I'm following
four.
Y'all. Yeah.
St. Louis is not a place to play around in, though.
Yeah, they actually were rated number one. In the last 2 years, but it's okay. Number four.
Oh, we didn't know that.
I've never
no,
been
no,
there.
It doesn't matter. It's still, we still got more of this.
Never
blind.
Never,
yes,
never been there.
Yeah, no, it's
for real.
It's
never heard
four.
Of it.
Never been
still
there.
Four. Now we got one in five Saint left.
Louis
so something is super safe. Something is the
gonna,
worst.
I'm gonna be really honest with you.
I'm not doing no podcast.
LA is an option. It's one. I don't care. If LA is an option, it's one.
I'm not going to St. Louis.
So the next one is Camden.
Camden, New Jersey. Five.
Camden's a five.
Five.
I did not like Camden.
Yes, Camden is not that dangerous anymore.
I don't like that. Anymore? Did it get gentrified? Starbucks?
Target? It's Starbucks, not, you know, Target. They haven't reached that status yet, but it's not that bad.
Well,
okay.
Okay.
Is it getting gentrified?
Okay.
You see things
if
signs?
You put it at five.
Five?
That's five.
Okay.
You think it's the worst
not that
city
dangerous
in the
anymore?
You think
I
it's number one?
I got shot last week, Camden.
You think it's number one?
You think it's five?
Out of this list, yes.
Five?
Yes.
Okay.
Five. All right.
So five.
So five.
What's that?
I'm standing on it.
What's the next one?
So let's get this straight. Detroit, Michigan is two.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Chicago, Illinois is three.
Yeah.
St. Louis, Missouri is four.
Okay.
Camden, New Jersey is five.
Yes.
What's one?
Number one spot is Oakland.
California.
Yes. California.
That's close enough to LA.
Yeah.
Put them at number one.
Yes. You cool with that, Ty?
I don't like this list personally, but
I'm not signing up for this list. That
I don't.
I'll co-sign.
I just want y'all to know when y'all watch this back, I was arguing against these points.
I think Detroit was one.
Oakland's not that bad.
I think Detroit it's probably like really, it's probably really like four on that list.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Well,
what's the actual order though?
Detroit should have been one.
Yeah, Detroit's
yeah,
no,
okay
St. Louis should be number
one. I only went with two because it's the first one.
I've never been to St. Louis.
From your experience, yes, Detroit should be one.
I've never been to St. Louis.
But
St.
Louis
I have no plans on going
it's
to
like
St.
A,
Louis.
Yeah,
they
murder.
So
they,
it's
a lot of murder.
Safe to me.
He said they murder.
I just know
a whole lot
from
of murder.
Being in St. Louis for one weekend, I drove down the street, one street, maybe four blocks. The cops was on every single street that I was
Jesus.
Going down. I was like, what's happening here?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, it's very bad over here. I was like, great.
Interesting.
Great. Thanks.
What are you there for?
Dance competition.
It's oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was dancing traveling. And stepping in St. Louis?
Hey. Anyway, on to the next one.
Wait, do we get to know the actual rankings? Do you know that? Or you have that or no?
Oh, no, I just made that up.
Okay,
so
okay.
That's
okay,
not
gotcha,
actual.
Gotcha,
oh,
gotcha.
Nice.
Right,
they're blind.
If
they're
we
blind.
Ever, I'm going to research this in the future.
Okay, okay. Next game is One Has to Go.
One has to go.
I'm with it. I'm with it.
And this is going to be Black Music Icons.
Oh, this is going to get us canceled. This is the thing.
This right here.
This is the one. This is the one.
It's going to be the one.
This is
the one.
Two DJs and you're going to have us cancel some pie. I bet you one of them going to be. I already know who one of them going to be. Go ahead.
One has to go.
We got Whitney Houston.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
Aretha Franklin.
Oh, this is bad.
Tupac Shakur.
For me, it's going to be Tupac.
Tupac can go.
Yeah, for me, it's Tupac.
Nah, I'm not leaving Tupac.
I love the other three.
Nah, I'm not doing
the other three have something in common. Tupac is the odd man there.
Yeah, but I'm not removing Tupac. Tupac is, like, more relatable to us.
He's dead.
A lot of them are. Wait. No, one of them is not. Only one.
Wait, who's Stevie.
Stevie.
Yes.
Stevie's alive. Stevie is very superstitious.
I leave Stevie. Boy. I take Stevie out.
I think you tried.
I think so, Stevie can see.
I think Stevie can see.
There's a video of him waving at somebody. I'm a little skeptical.
There's a video of Shaq talking about he saw him in the elevator.
I'm taking Stevie out. He probably didn't even see it coming.
Wow. This is a dark episode.
I'll probably take Tupac out.
No, I'm taking Stevie out.
I didn't really listen to a lot of Tupac, so I personally would take Tupac out.
Okay.
So we vote Tupac.
Love the way you activate your hips.
Because, like, what song are you playing every birthday?
Nobody plays this song. People hate that song.
Stevie Wonder's Happy Birthday.
Stevie Wonder? No, I played that the other day.
Like, some people hate it now. Like, when I play it, they be like, we not old. Play the new stuff.
Ooh.
I want to say happy. That's, yeah.
What's the new Happy Birthday song?
I want to say happy birthday to you. Yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah, that shit's ass.
I'm sorry.
Well, shit. Stevie Wonder's song is 4 minutes before he even says happy birthday.
That intro long.
Happy birthday.
That built up crazy.
That is. That's crazy.
Okay.
Okay, the next one has to go. It is Black Films.
This is going to be easy.
Oh, it's going to be easy?
Hopefully. Hopefully it's easy.
Do the Right Thing. 12 Years a Slave. Selma.
That can go.
And Black Panther.
12 Years a Slave.
Honestly, 12 Years a Slave.
Why'd y'all laugh?
12 Years a Slave.
12 Years a Slave.
I ain't going to lie. We need to get rid of slave movies.
12 Years a Slave.
You think so?
Yes. Only because the depiction of I don't even know how to phrase this
properly.
Of
Black people in chains all the time.
Yeah, that's a little crazy. Every time.
We have enough slave movies.
We got Roots. Roots was enough. That's all we needed was Roots.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, you got Django, 12 Years a Slave, Selma, Detroit. Like, Jesus Christ.
I ain't gonna lie. Django was a good one, though. I like that movie.
Django was fire.
There's one with Jamie Foxx.
That's Django?
Yeah, that's Django.
Just movies of Black people getting killed and chained up.
Yeah.
Just
get rid of it. We don't need any more, though. So 12
that
years.
Movie with Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan.
Well, that was a slave movie, but it was a racism movie.
Yeah, exactly.
We got a lot of movies
just depicting Black people in a negative light.
Also, segregation movies as a whole, just get rid of it.
I think it's a good thing to have, but the fact that they just, that's like the main idea, like, oh, yeah, let's do this. Because it's, you have a lot of source material. Mm-hmm. It's easy to make. You know.
Yeah.
And white people not going to see that shit anyway.
I feel that.
We need more positivity. More Black Panthers.
Yeah, paint Black people in a
positive light.
That's it.
Good point.
Yeah.
So don't cancel us.
Yeah, we always getting chained up or something. Man.
Yeah.
Dang. We could be free too.
Facts. So we're voting out 12 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Easy. All right. This next game. It is a new game. It's called Guess the Sample.
Oh, just for y'all.
There's a lot of musically inclined people in here.
Let's see.
Please don't make us look crazy.
I will respond.
Yeah, we gonna be doing that thing. You know, the Black people be like,
"That's damn ham,
yeah,
motherfucker, ham sandwich."
Let's give it a go.
Okay, so Guess the Sample is a new game. It's basically I'm going to play the song that is originally being played, and you have to tell me which song has been sampled to the newer song that's being out now.
Okay. All right, cool.
All right. So, first one.
I don't fail.
Of course it doesn't every time. All right. Here we go.
You sure this is a good game to play?
No one.
Yo, are you coming up with these games off the fly? Because I didn't ever heard that beat.
Wait,
yeah,
wait.
I don't sell every music.
I'm not okay. I'm not crazy.
Yeah, I'm not crazy. I
thought that. I almost thought that was Boogie Oogie Oogie. Like, right.
I thought we were doing some funky town.
Yeah, like, I don't know what you.
That's mean. Not a good look. We are not musically inclined.
Yeah.
Really?
That's the same beat.
Really? That was a sample?
Same beat, yes.
Oh, you're giving us the sample and we have to tell you what song it is.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were giving us the song and we got to tell you what sample it is. I was like...
Well, I didn't think people would know the sample. So yeah, I was playing the sample first.
I have no idea what the sample
Flip
is. Okay, now... Okay, do the next one.
So do it as... Do the song that samples...
So you want to do the song that samples.
No, yeah. We're not going to know the sample.
That's what I'm saying. No one will know the actual sample of the song.
You just got to know what it's used.
Yeah.
Okay. What other songs use that, like, that's
different. Okay, no.
All right, go ahead. What's next?
What's the next one?
Who's next?
Go. All right, this is the next one.
Yo, I need to get in the lab. Right. This is terrible. What is this? Wait, I feel like I heard it before.
It's smooth. I'm not the same for that myself.
I feel like it's...
Send that to me so I can play it.
Yeah, I felt that.
That's crazy.
I did not.
When it got to like the middle part.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm doing bad.
It's all right.
That's a good one.
I'm sorry.
That was a good one.
I'm sorry. To all of you music lovers,
very much. This is a hard game.
This is hard as hell.
Yeah, this is a difficult game.
Think about how'd y'all not get that? Shut the fuck up.
Yo,
that was so easy. What is wrong with you?
How do you guys not know that?
I want to see other people try this.
Yeah, no. All right,
this is the next one. Oh, is it the Weeknd song?
It is not the Weeknd song.
Oh, this is Ready or Not.
There we go.
That's one of them. There's Meeting in My Bed that wrote to me. Mm-hmm. There is, that's because it's like.
Oh, I was thinking of the Fugees.
Yes. Yeah. Ready or not.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like, there's a million samples of this fucking song.
Yeah, they love
samples. This is a banger.
Yeah, they love samples song.
Yeah, they tweaked out.
They definitely did. Ready or Not.
Yeah.
Here I come. You can't hide.
See, you know a little bit something. Learn Hill, You Have My Heart Forever. I just want you to know that.
She's not.
Yeah.
Ready or not.
Also, I just want you to know that you're the reason that I love music. So if they clip this, I hope you see it.
I heard she's not nice.
Oh, don't clip this.
Wait, don't clip it.
If she's not nice, don't clip it. All right, the next one. I'm gonna be very interested to see if you guys really get this one.
Gold on my chain.
Bruno Mars sampled it.
Don't believe me, just watch.
There you go.
Really?
Uptown Funk. Yes. Yeah. I know Lil' Song.
That was his song. It was his song.
You know what they paid him to get off the label?
What?
They paid Trinidad James to get off the label because after that song, he didn't have nothing. Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Well, happens. Business. Yeah,
happens to the best of us.
And this
music
is the
business
last
is
one.
Terrible.
Oh, wow. This is the last one.
Let it go a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
I forgot it was used.
Hitchhiked away across USA.
I ain't gonna lie, I do know what it is.
Is it a Kanye song?
Yeah.
Take a walk on the wild side.
It's a Ye song, right?
Said, hey, honey,
the one that I'm thinking of.
Take a walk on the wild side.
It's a.
I feel like it's a Kanye song.
There. I mean, he maybe did one to it, but there's one that's exactly like this.
I kick it. Oh yeah.
I had this in my library too. I don't want nobody to think that I'm uncultured once again. Can I kick? Because this is hard. It's a hard ass game. Before this, did you
really know what I was? Who is this game? Comprehend to the
track course. Why? Because the banger right there. On the tip of the
vibe buzz. Yeah, I'll get shit for the hand. Listen to a track. Wipe your feet
really good on the rhythm. That's hard.
No,
that's a hard game.
This was a very hard game.
Very hard game.
I will.
Hey, man. Harder than PSATs?
Proud of you.
Harder than the PSATs?
Yo, you know they take that on the computer now?
Huh?
Yeah. It's no more paper.
You don't have to go to you still have to show up to a class, though, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to figure that out. But for now, we're going to say that, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. Times change. Okay. I heard the grading system changed, too.
Yes, they made it easier.
Well, the last game I'm going to play with you guys... It is also a new game. It's called How Black Are You?
Oh, boy.
Yes, yes. Yes.
This is the cancellation episode. This is the episode of cancellation.
Yes.
Y'all are going to be so disappointed in me.
Trying to get rid of us.
Right. Say, pack him up.
Pack him up. All right, go ahead. Wait, so what are the rules? What are you doing?
Yep. So we're here. So the rules is very simple. I'm just going to give you a question. I'm going to give you a multiple choice answer. You're just going to give me
an answer. Wait, one by one?
Oh, no. Y'all all collectively. Oh, okay. Y'all all together.
Okay, cool.
Oh, collectively. Collectively. Okay, cool.
We work together.
All
we work together. Yes.
Y'all locked in. I will not answer first.
It's a group. It's a group project. Group project. All right, let's do it.
All right. All right. First question. Who is the queen of soul? We have A, Beyonce.
No.
B, Aretha Franklin.
Yes.
C, Diana Ross. D, Patti LaBelle.
It's B.
Oh, it's B. I thought it was Whitney at first.
Okay.
That's really good. It's
your final answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lock that in.
I like that. That's correct. That's correct. That's correct. Next one.
Love it.
Which 2018 film became the first superhero movie to be nominated for a
it's
Best Picture?
I don't even need to.
I like that. I
Clean.
Like that. I like that. I like that. I like that.
Okay, Ty.
Yeah.
He's trying
hard. Yo, he's working hard for this. He's working hard for this. Go ahead.
Right. Next one. Which iconic black artist is known for their role in the Harlem Renaissance, often associated with jazz music and poetry? Is it Duke Ellington? A. B. Miles Davis? C. Louis Armstrong? Or D. Langston Hughes?
I think it's Louis Armstrong.
Which I feel.
C.
Two different answers.
Yeah, I think it's Louis.
C.
What was C?
C's Louis Armstrong.
C's get degrees, huh?
I'm thinking C's get
low
degrees. It might be
restate the question.
Yeah, repeat it one more time.
One more.
Which iconic black artist is known for their role in the Harlem Renaissance, often associated with jazz, music, and poetry?
Langston.
C. Sticking with C.
I feel like the
first option was Duke Ellington.
Then you know what? It's Duke. It's Duke Ellington.
It might be, though.
It's not Louis. It's Duke.
See.
So we got Duke Ellington.
Yeah, I'm with A.
We got Miles Davis, Louis Armstrong, Langston Hughes.
See. That's hard. Honestly?
C.
Give it to me, Will. Give it to me.
So wait, are you...
It's A. It's Duke. It's Duke.
So it's A? Is that what we collectively go
with?
A.
It's Duke. It's Duke.
I feel like he's really confident over there.
I'm confident. It's Duke.
But the C...
But I could be
C's
wrong.
Strong over here.
I could be wrong.
He's strong with his C, though.
Yeah.
He is staying on his C. He ain't changed.
Hey.
He's on that seat.
Majority rules. What's the answer?
What's the answer?
The correct answer.
Langston.
What's Langston?
Dang.
You know, I just want to say that I hope you guys are proud of me because I'm 3 for 3. I'm 3 for 3, baby.
Nah, Ty's cooking. Ty's cooking. I go with you. Ty's cooking.
All right. Next one. What was the name of the black fashion designer who became famous for his contributions to hip hop fashion in the late 800s? Wow.
800s.
My bad. Tweaking out. 80s.
80s.
I was like, wait, hold on.
It's like God?
Yeah. You're right.
Is
right.
It Prince? He's
think,
coming back.
I think that's Jesus.
He's Christ. Coming back. Jesus Christ. Let me restart that. What was the name of the black fashion designer who became famous for his contributions to hip hop fashion in the 80s, especially through his work with the artists like LL Cool J? Is it A, Virgil? B, Dapper Dan? C, Tommy Hilfiger? D, Ralph Lauren.
I think it's Ralph.
Dapper Dan.
No, it's Dapper.
Dapper Dan does sound like an 80s like vibe. I ain't gonna lie.
It's either Dapper Dan or Tommy.
No, Tommy doesn't like us.
That doesn't mean he doesn't like he doesn't like y'all.
Oh,
he likes he likes rich.
Oh,
y'all, ouch.
Yikes.
I'm gonna be, yeah.
He doesn't like us.
I'm gonna sit this one out.
Okay.
Because I'm not ruining the street.
I don't think it's Virgil.
Nah, Ty, you can't do that. You gotta answer. You gotta answer.
I'm gonna go with Dapper Dan.
Yeah,
low key. Or just feel like, yeah, that just makes
or
sense.
Or Tommy.
If Jason, it's Tommy, I'm gonna be.
You haven't answered the bastard.
I'm gonna be pissed if it's Tommy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't have.
Jason just chilling. Yeah.
He said, "I'm
gonna just sit here and watch."
Wait, what's my first initial answer?
You said Tommy at first.
No. He said Tommy. I'm not Tommy.
Oh.
What was the last option?
Oh, Ralph.
Yeah, no, we niggas wasn't riding horses. Nah. Yeah,
okay, he, so Dapper Dan.
I don't think they was in polos. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
I don't think it's Virgil.
What if it was Virgil?
Was Virgil?
Come on,
niggas wasn't riding horses.
I don't know if it's Virgil.
They were running from them.
Yeah, running from them.
Let me stop.
Virgil. Virgil was at way at, like.
I think it's Dapper Dan.
I think it's Dapper Dan.
It's Dapper. It's Dapper.
Only because his name is that intricate.
So the answer is Dapper Dan.
Fire.
Oh, see that? Four for four. No Wendy's, fire. Nigga.
Oh, wow.
You said Tommy.
Oh, wow.
You said Tommy.
I said Dapper Dan.
You definitely said Tommy.
I didn't say no damn Tommy.
You did say Tommy.
No, I didn't.
No, you said Ralph.
Right? Yeah, and then I changed my answer because I was like, nah, they wasn't
he
on
said
horses.
Said niggas wasn't riding horses.
Yeah. You know, it wasn't polo down in the 80s. I mean, they might have been, but I didn't see
polo
it.
Polo down.
They had to be riding horses. What else was they using? Like.
In the 80s, they had cars.
No, yes.
Yes, they had cars since the 20s.
Black people couldn't afford no cars.
Yeah, black people, that's what you're talking about.
But we ain't had no horses. That's a Texas thing, you know. It's a Mississippi, Alabama.
Copy.
Bro, I'm hoping you don't get clipped for all this. I ain't gonna lie.
He looked off to the side.
Yo, clip.
Not me though. Not me though.
All I said was states. I ain't saying nothing. Just
Dapper Dan.
Dapper Dan.
Fire. Next one.
All right. Last one. Which African American figure is known as the mother of the civil rights movement due to her role in the founding of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People?
Oof.
Is it
NAACP,
A?
Okay.
Is it A, Harriet Tubman?
No.
B, Ella Baker? C, Rosa Parks?
No.
D, Ida B. Wells?
Ida B. Wells.
Ida B. I D. feel like it's Ida B. Wells. I'm giving Ida. I'm locking in
D.
Ida B.
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 You said B or D?
D's Ida.
B.
B's what?
Ella Baker?
Ella Baker.
I'm going.
Ida. Who's Ida Wells?
Ida B. Wells. I think it's Ida B. Wells. You know,
what's the answer, Will?
The Ida correct B. answer is Ida B. Wells.
Okay. It was D.
Fire.
Da-da-da-da. 5 for 5.
Don't act like y'all knew what the answer was. We just guessing.
I didn't guess. No. See, I had
the answer.
I
see
had,
what we not.
No, listen.
See what we not finna do.
I had decorated.
That game was hard.
I decorated. You thought that game was hard?
Get out of school, man. We stopped thinking. So.
Yeah.
Nah, see, we forget stuff. I work in a school, so I had.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I hung up posters for Black History Month around the school that contained a lot of the information that you.
So you cheated.
How I cheat if I didn't know what the game was?
What do you do at the school?
I do administrative stuff at the school. You know, I work in the office. I couldn't be a teacher. Never my vibe.
It's nice that your school recognizes Black History Month. So yeah. Since, you know, Google doesn't.
It doesn't?
Nope.
It's not a thing? Like
not no
the
more.
Google logo
not
no is
more.
In?
Nope.
They took it off the calendar.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, they took it off.
They took it off.
Why?
Because they took all of them off. For
like, even
for
like Women's History Month, they took off?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Spanish Heritage Month, Pride Month, everything.
So everybody use Bing.
Google took it all off.
Forgot about me.
Yeah, we forgot about
shout
me.
Out Google.
That's actually very disappointing.
Shout out Google.
Yeah, very, very disappointing.
Okay. That's what's up. What you got, Will? Got another game? Are you out of games?
I do have more black games, but I don't think we should keep continuing.
All right. What's next?
It's going to be a real black episode.
It is.
Oh, boy.
This is
a real black episode. Black History Month.
Hold on, actually. Let me
episode.
Do it.
There we go. It's now for the blacks.
Did you hear about that DAP, like where the DAP came from? Did you hear about that?
No.
You know
what?
The DAP was like a form of communication during the war for black people with I'm pretty sure they dabbed up each other to look out for each other because he kept getting shot in the back by like their white counterparts. And that's where it came from.
I got a real dark joke about that. Oh, we gosh. Just gonna move forward past this.
Oh, gosh. Yeah,
dark joke. It. It's pretty cool. Off of here, knows. Yeah, I heard the one about the orphan baseball game. Abroad.
The what?
Nah, never mind.
There was no home.
They couldn't go home.
Don't know how to go home.
Yo, that was crazy.
Don't know how we got there.
Oh my god.
We're gonna bring it back since we got two DJs on the set. Like, can I ask y'all a question?
Yes.
For not saying you guys, but like for all DJs out there. Y'all motherfuckers be watching what y'all doing? Like, or y'all just be going with the flow about like doing your own playlist? Y'all be watching how people dance and react to your stuff, or do you just do whatever sounds best to you?
It depends on where I'm at. Like, I just did a seventh and eighth.
Yeah.
I did a seventh and eighth grade party at a school.
Okay.
And remember, like, I'm doing it at a school, but a lot of the kids, they want these songs that are, like, very
vulgar.
Vulgar.
Oh. Okay.
Like, I can't play Young Boy here. I can't have you in here screaming, F this, F that, I'm going to shoot this and shoot that. So, like, I play in their era, but I can't play what they want all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, I can fill out the vibe off that point, but I can't play what you want.
You don't play Kizbop?
That's crazy.
So.
Why? Why? Rewrite the bus. Yeah. Rewrite the bus.
Dang. For me, everywhere I go, I read the crowd. Like, that's my thing. The only time that I wouldn't read a crowd, I guess, is in my own space when I'm vibing by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Or like if I do like boiler room related things, I kind of like you're there for me to hear whatever kind of whatever comes out of my laptop, I guess. But for the most part, whenever I am in front of people or like DJing and curating vibes, I'm trying to read to see like, oh, what if they bang with this or if they don't bang with this. And then like I always have a backup song ready just in case they don't vibe with what I'm playing.
Where's your favorite place to gig at? Like weddings, schools?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie to you. Weddings are insane. They're fun, but like they're the most challenging because you have to DJ for like people of different demographics, different ages, and stuff like that. So like
you mess up that first name.
Yo, you always up. Yeah, it's up and it's
I ain't gonna
stuck.
Lie. I love that challenge though, because it's like you hear a difference in the music.
Yeah.
And it shows talent when you could go from one song to another song. Mm.
And I ain't gonna lie, not everybody that can DJ in a club can DJ a wedding. Not everybody that can DJ a wedding can DJ at the club. So but I can.
Yeah. That was quick. You can put myself in.
I just
you gotta be quick too in weddings.
I was waiting for the promo. Like,
I DJ everything. It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah, bar mitzvahs, whatever you want.
It could be
I'm
a sweet 16, a birthday party, a funeral. But right now, I'm whatever
to
you need.
A funeral is insane.
Yeah,
I've DJed a funeral.
Really?
Yeah.
How was that?
Yeah.
It's very odd, but very like I don't know.
Everybody
their
got
whole
their,
mood, their whole memo was that they didn't want to have a sad moment. They wanted it to be very uplifting.
A celebration of life.
I've done the celebration of life. Yeah, but the body wasn't in there. That's an important thing. I want y'all to know that. They don't the bodies don't be in the room.
I'm assuming this is the repast.
Yes.
You saw that video?
Yeah, no, they had him
popped
in the club.
The dude in the club?
Yeah.
That don't creep y'all out.
I would be like,
yeah. Nah, I'm not gonna lie. Imagine DJing in the club and seeing his body just, and I'm out.
Let it move one time.
Yo,
it don't gotta move. I'm out. Yo. Four people just carry that body and tied it to that pole.
Absolutely
I'm out.
Absolutely.
I don't
not.
Have nothing to do with this. But can I get paid? That's it.
For real. Get my check and
just,
bounce.
Just sell me and I'm out of here.
Yeah, no, my price would be five times as much. I ain't doing
that. Price. It ain't no price.
The body.
Just
my price just went up.
Yeah, nah. You put a body in here.
Jeez, a funeral. That's interesting.
Yeah, you got it for the crowd though. It's sometimes challenging.
Because we went to a party in AC at Harrah's one year. I forget what year this was, but the DJ like there's cool people everywhere, baddies everywhere. Like everybody's vibing, but the DJ is playing straight EDM, like straight hard EDM. Yeah, and he wasn't looking down at the crowd at all. He was more so looking at the dude that was recording him.
Oh,
so it looked like he didn't even give a fuck. Yeah. And on top of that, we paid $40 to get in.
Pissed.
On top of that, just annoyed.
Pissed.
So just like, I'm just like, and DJs be messing up their transitions. Like, it seems like everybody be picking up turntables, but don't know how to actually use them.
Oh yeah, no,
that's a fact.
So the barrier to entry for DJing is like very minimal.
Own a turntable.
You don't need anything.
Or own a setup or own a rig.
Right. You can literally DJ on your phone for real.
Yeah, nowadays that's true.
Because actually, this is gonna sound crazy, but I learned how to DJ on an iPad. But I invested. I started investing in myself as I progressively got better.
Right.
But yeah, no, everybody out today does call themselves a DJ. Only shouldn't.
Yeah. Only DJ I know is Hero.
Okay.
But yeah. Now a lot of y'all just respectfully get back in the lab, yo.
You know it's crazy for the most part. Too. I don't even know how that even happened because when the camera come on, I don't even see the camera 9 times out of 10. So I can't even be conceited because I'm so focused on the crowd.
Nah, that's crazy.
As it should be.
Because as a DJ, don't put the flash in my face.
Mm. Oh, I mean, I don't be paying attention. I be locked in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't never catch the camera. I'm always not looking at the camera. And I'm like, oh, I was DJing.
What about the people who put the phone up telling you what to play?
Oh, that I laugh at those. But yeah. I do this thing with requests, like, because I'm different. I try and find interesting ways to incorporate it or something similar to it because 9 times out of 10, at least for me, not all requests are bad. And sometimes they really be having some ideas. Like if I'm ever stuck and I'm like, all right, cool, what should I play? Mm-hmm. And the number one thing used to be like everybody had, they'd be like, Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny has a lot of songs. So
facts.
Fuck it.
Facts.
Like, I accept
it's
all
probably,
challenges.
It's probably better with the people holding up the phone than them being drunk. Coming
yes,
up.
And coming up to
oh
you.
Oh, my God.
I had someone turn my music
Could
off
you
like
play
that before.
My you know what the worst be? The one that be the worst is when they request a song and they stand there.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm not playing you. I'm not
like,
sure.
This is really going to make me not play your song. I'm really not going to play it. And I might go on the mic and say, yo, I'm not playing this song just to put it out there.
Facts.
But the best part is when they say, hey, could you play my song and walk away? And go to the bathroom and come back and be like,
back.
Did you play my song? You played it already? I played it already. You missed it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not running a song back. No, I'm good.
Same nah, people be so, mad needy.
Yeah, I don't like that. Yeah,
so would y'all say, like,
put your headphones in. I don't know.
From y'all, like, being DJs for a while, would you say you guys are able to, like, go to a club and listen to other DJs DJ without, like, critiquing what they're doing?
No.
No,
sometimes.
My brain already
automatically,
just. Once I hear something messed up, now I want to listen.
Mm. Yep.
See, I'm not like judgy because
I don't like. I'm not judge. Like I said,
starts somewhere.
You feel me? I'm not gonna judge you, but
my brain is
you
like.
But I'm gonna sit there like.
I start
why would
my
you
head.
Do that?
I start playing like, Subway Surfers. I can't do it.
There's something we call slammers. They slam all bangers in songs, and they just be like, "Yo, just because you played all bangers, don't mean it's lit."
That's true.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because you could spread 5 songs throughout 3 hours of a party and get way better of an adjustment because of the transition of the songs that you did.
Yeah.
So sure. With that being said, how do y'all feel about certain DJs where they like put collective line songs? They'll be like Cha Cha Slide.
Well,
Jerusalem,
sometimes
all back to back.
Yeah.
This is how
it
really did.
Oh, I can't talk.
As long as you don't play.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like I do that. depending on the event.
Okay. Yeah. Like
at a wedding, you're supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get it all out. I get that out of the way immediately. Because if you do a bunch of line dances, at least, I mean, granted, I try not to do this, but if you do a lot of line dances, people are already in the rhythm of dancing.
Right.
So once you start playing your regular stuff and there's less instruction, mm-hmm. they're still like, I'm already dancing. So,
well, yeah. So my thing is like, see, I like doing like older parties. So I'm going straight to the house party music in between. Hey. So I'm going house party. So I'll do like a Jerusalem into Koze Kuz, like, and then I'm going back into, then I'll go into that little dancing song. What's that song? Make Me Sweat. Yeah, that song. I go into there, I go to Warden, then I go into Follow Me, and then it's like, okay, back to the house party. So I'm keeping you moving, but it's not all line dancing.
Water to Follow Me is insane. I want to hear that mix.
It might be gay, it might be crazy, but Cotton Eye Joe, it's funny that you said that because.
Oh, please don't.
I ain't going to lie. No, listen.
I don't want to listen.
Think,
I'm going to talk over you. I don't want to listen to Cotton Eye Joe. So anyways, on to the next segment.
Really
I don't want to hear anything about Cotton Eye Joe.
It's something really important.
A little crazy.
No, I've gotten away with that so many.
The song I don't like is Flex. I don't like that song.
If you're a good enough DJ, I'm not gonna lie to you, and you have the crowd long enough, or like you can put people on a journey long enough, you can play anything at any point.
We did a wedding and we had the bride and groom said, "Do not play Cotton Eye Joe again."
Oh yeah, if you have a do not playlist, I'm not playing it.
It wasn't on their do not playlist. They just walked up and said, "Do not play this."
Well, that's fair.
Do not play this cotton. Hey, what is up with cotton eye? Like,
so no, but it's very, very similar to the Jerusalem dance. Mm. I just want y'all to know that.
For the last segment of the episode, what is one song that when you're in the club or you're at a party and you hear this song, you're like, yo, I'm a bust a move.
Oof. Drop Timbaland. Mm. Anytime I hear that.
Drop Timbaland.
Yes. Fat Man Scoop. Scoop.
Timbaland, Timbaland. Timbaland. Whatever I say, y'all got to do. That's whatever I say, y'all got to do. I don't know how old it is.
We did a dance battle with this song.
We did.
Yes, who's coming? Timbaland. Yeah, I'm not doing it again.
You want to bounce?
Nah. Here's a story time for you. Let me tell you a story. I gotta play the song too, because it's another.
Over the story time?
I feel like I'm not. I gotta play it first. Hold on.
Okay.
I think it's another Timbaland song.
If it's that song, I think it is. I'm be happy. Yeah. Right. I feel like I know what it is.
Yeah, I hope it's what I think it is.
Oh, no. Oh, you know. Oh. That's what I was thinking about.
All right, so story time.
Okay.
Just listen to this song real quick. So, Jason beat me in the last dance battle, right? So I was like, how am I going to get him back? So I'm in the shower and I hear this song. I'm like, bet, I'm going to play this song. I start busting a move in the shower. I started getting a little too into it. I busted my ass. I lifted my leg. I went straight down.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I had it all planned out. I was going crazy with it. Like, as soon as this part started right here, I started going crazy, lifting my leg up, and my head went straight down.
Bruh.
I don't think you were here, but you would have heard that loud ass thud.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, yeah, I'm not doing dance battles no more.
No more dance battles?
Now I'm going in the shower, I'm cleaning myself, and I'm getting out. I'm not messing around in the shower no more.
I can just imagine you in the shower by having the dartboard up with Jason's face on it.
Yo.
Yeah. Ain't got no money. And then
As soon as I lifted my foot, I was gone.
Damn. You gotta get
brought flashbacks back from Christmas.
Were you here for that, Will?
No, no, he wasn't.
I wasn't. No, he wasn't here for that.
I'm good.
Yeah. Run it again.
We talked about it. We don't need to clip it again.
Clip it again.
All right.
Oh, my song is it's Timbaland also.
Oh, we're on a roll.
Are you finna play it?
Missy Elliott. Y'all know what it is.
You about to play Bounce? Hold up. I got to answer the phone. Can I step off real quick? Answer the phone.
Go for it.
Bounce. Yeah, let's see.
He's Hollywood.
He's Hollywood. He got to gig people.
He got a gig.
He got to contact his people.
Yeah.
Is this. Wait.
He can't find the song.
Uh-huh. I got it.
He's fumbling.
I'm fumbling. Hold on.
I'm fumbling.
Damn, what's the name of the song?
Oh, I'm not in your spot. That's why. I'm like,
what's the name of the song?
Can't play it. What's the name? Work It.
Yeah, man.
Timbaland?
This nigga took all that time. Work It. All right.
Are we talking about Missy Elliott, Work It?
Yeah.
Fun fact, I remixed this
song. No, it's not actually.
Oh, I just want y'all to know, I remixed this song.
Jason about to be out of tries.
It's this song. I'm sorry, it's this song.
Oh, Lose Control?
Yeah, how you get working?
How you get Lose
Control? Hey, yo, what's this?
You know what's crazy? Hey. I literally play those songs in succession.
I don't know if this camera is like
catching
going, the, like, that's what I'm saying. Look like it's going in slow motion.
Nah, that's one of my favorite.
I love this song.
That's one of my favorite combos.
Now he love this song too. That's why he's smirking.
So I do indeed join this. Enjoy the song.
Are we seeing another battle happen?
My body is not moving.
He said my body ain't moving.
What's your song, Will?
My song
If I hear this in the club.
Oh yeah.
Oh okay, yeah. Okay. 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 Yo, Will loves his Jersey clothes.
Hey man.
Yeah. He said.
Hey, you gotta get lucky to hear this.
I know, right?
Nah, if you go to one of my parties, you'll hear. Come outside with Static.
Come outside with Static.
It's electric.
It's electric.
What just happened? What is your song?
What's your song, Jason?
Shake Something by the Baby.
That makes you want to dance?
Okay.
Why you say it like that?
Because I don't think that's for him. I mean, it does make me go like, yeah.
So when you walk into the club, you hear this song.
I hated it at first. I ain't gonna lie.
Me too. Me too.
Because I was like, dang, everybody's trying to hop on Jersey Club.
For real.
I don't know who produced it, but they went crazy.
And I have yet to hear this song. My song.
How does it work?
What?
You played it already, right?
No, my song is this.
No, he just gave us
Yeah.
Oh, see,
like I have yet to hear this song, but if I ever walk in or I'm here.
What happened to the song that you were talking about? And last season, he was like, with a girl, Mystery Girl, wherever you are.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I love that song, but this song will get me dancing.
So you like 2000s?
I do like early 2000s.
Yeah.
It's just a vibe because you can sing to it and you can dance to it.
Yeah,
a lot of songs now is just gibberish.
Yeah.
So once again, come on, you see people in the club listening to this?
Oh, yeah. You get the right person, you can pull them over to you?
I ain't gonna lie. I went crazy yesterday. I was playing 2000 bangers. This is one of them.
I'm saying that's a banger.
It is a banger.
Freaking banger.
It's a freaking banger, man.
That song.
But yeah, banger, I don't know if Jason's gonna be back to close the episode
for
out.
Real. I don't know where
but
he went.
We gotta close the episode out.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
he's on a
yeah. That's
a
been
call.
That's been a excellent episode of Talk to Me Nice. Yes. Thanks for rocking with us. As always, it's been your boy Mally K. You can follow me on all social media platforms at MAL. There's 3 I's _ KAY. You know, no vibes.
It's your boy Will with the visuals. It is I am Will _ visuals. One more time, I am Will _ visuals.
And it's your boy Jason Jordan. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Jason Jordan Music. Check me out.
All right, so boom. So I don't think he's coming back.
Do
so
his
we
tag
just,
for
we going. I don't even know. It's like J Rico.
Oh, no, you do your tag. I got his.
All right, cool. So you're rocking with your boy DJ Static. You feel me? You can follow me on Instagram and most social media platforms at DJ5TATIC. That is DJ Static, but with a 5, it's electric. Tune in to anything I'm doing. You feel me?
And also, this is Jason, a.k.a. J Rico, JRico3.3 _. Just remember, it's his face, not mine. J Rico 3.3 _.
3 _ is crazy.
Nice. That is a lot of yeah.
I hope it's 3.
Yes, sir. Make sure y'all stream it. You know, run it up. Play your part, Matt.
I say play your words, don't let me down or come my way. Oh,
Shotty,
just come my way, my way.
I should have said Mally K.
You look at me, don't try. Girl, I know the game. My way, my way.
Shout out Chad, man. Shout out Pepper.
Baby, bring it in.
Awesome.
You know.
Hello, miss, can I get your name? Yeah, his rocking when you walk my way. I know it's not polite to say. I want to get you back home so I can lay you down right in my bed. I just can't shake you up out my head. Got your face Valentine like the color red.
You smiling, must like what I said. Now
that was Mally's first song, man.
Really?
Yeah, first time recorded. Nobody is
hypnotizing.
But with that being said, that's your episode. It's been Talk to Me Nice. We're the crew. We're out.
I knew this night would go my way. You've caught my eye. You've got that vibe, make a man go crazy. You know your hips don't lie right now. It's your